Hello and welcome to another episode of Omoluabi Podcast, where African proverbs meet biblical wisdom. I am Anu and Joseph is here with me today. How are you, Joseph?
I'm good. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's very good and refreshing to say this again, to talk about proverbs on this channel. We've been away for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yes, it's good to be back. It's very nice to be back. Today's proverb is about taking after your parents, or just taking after someone. Like after you've been with someone, then you take after them. So you would understand better when Joseph reads the proverb out and then explains the translation for us. Over to you.
Thank you. So the proverb goes, Omo ti agbe bi oko ni yo ro, omo ti gambari bi oko ni yo ran. I'll take that again.
Okay.
Omo ti agbe bi oko ni yo ro, omo ti gambari bi oko ni yo ran. The translation in English, of course, is that the child that is raised or born by a farmer will engage in farming. And likewise, the child that is born by a Hausa man will engage in rope weaving. Of course, right from the translation, it's pretty much clear that that is not generally the case, or not. It's not necessarily always true that every farmer gives birth to farmers.
Yes.
And every Gambari, which is a
Hausa man.
An Hausa man, I don't know why they call them Gambari. I think it's probably derogatory,
yeah,
actually. But Hausas are a tribe in Nigeria. So again, one common occupation amidst them is rope weaving. Hence, this proverb is saying that a child that is born by a farmer will engage in farming, and a child born by a Hausa man would engage in rope weaving. What are your preliminary thoughts before I dive into talking about it?
I just applied it to myself. I thought, I'm not actually doing my parents did. But I understand what the proverb is trying to get at. They're trying to say that we all share or carry the traits of the people we grew up with or have lived with. And but biblically speaking, we share the genes of Jesus. We are
co-siblings. We're siblings with Jesus. He's our big brother, in which case we're co-children of God. Except that he is both
wrong.
A child of God, or the son of God, and at the same time God himself. So
if
that
we
makes
call him, with him.
We can. We do, only in certain regards.
In that way, because God is our Father, then we manifest the same things that are in him. That's why the Bible said we have the mind of Christ. So apart from our limit, our distracted, unfocused, wandering minds, in spite of that reality, we have the mind of Christ. So omoti agbeba bi okoniyoro, that means omoti Jesu babi.
Jesu ni ojo.
And as I just said in Yoruba, what I just said in Yoruba is a child that is born by a farmer would then go into farming, and a child that is born of Jesus would then reflect him, would reflect him,
would do the things that Jesus would do.
But we know in our reality this might not be the case, because our mind wars with our spirit, and we want our flesh to win, but that's not how we should be. But as we go on in our sanctification and progress, like as we continually commune with God, talk to him, fellowship with him, would then become more like him. It's like that Bible verse in the Bible that says, the more you behold an image, the more it's you become like it. Yes.
And his passion.
I am paraphrasing here. I should write out the Bible, like all this paraphrase version. It'd be so good. Yeah, over to you, Joseph. Can you share your thoughts with us?
Yeah, I mean, same in line with the things you've said. Mm. The first thing that naturally jumps at and which some people can trip over with a proverb like that is to quickly be quick to say, no, that's not true. I mean, the child that is born by a farmer does not have to be a farmer. And there are many Hausa men that definitely are not weaving ropes all over the place. And in a sense, of course, I know that this proverb is a Yoruba proverb, which then goes to show a limited understanding of the Hausas, actually, because there is more to an Hausa man than rope weaving. Mm-hmm. So there is a myopic sense to the proverb in that regard. But that doesn't rule out the innate wisdom, the fundamental wisdom therein, that there is an assumption that we share the genes of our parents, whether that is biological or the people who raise us or the people who are foster parents, our guardians, as the case may be, people that have nurtured us one way or the other. There is something of them that rubs off on us or should rub off on us. That's and find true. Expression. And so that's the application that I'm taking into the biblical tangents, just as Anu has done here. And I think, in fact, that this is the central responsibility of all Christians. Romans 8:29 says that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ, so that he can become the firstborn among many brethren. Again, emphasizing the fact that he is our brother, except that he's our big brother. But where I'm actually emphasizing on is the first part, where our predestination, what God's plan has been all along, is for us to become like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of Jesus. I think it's the Message translation probably that says that to be shaped along the lines of his Son. So that's our end goal. Every child of God, that's where we are going. That's where we are heading for. And that must be evident in our predisposition, in our spiritual practices, in our everyday routines. We want to imbibe things that would help us to become more like Jesus. That's my thoughts on the proverb.
And whilst we're talking about Romans 8, verse 6 said, I'm reading from the AMPC.
Amplified Bible Classic Edition.
Oh gosh, well done. That version, I'm reading from that. And it says, now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that compromises all the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul, peace, both now and forever. Which shows that if we do follow the mind that is not born of Christ, who is our big brother, then we're just, the thing that it will lead to will be destructive for us. But when we are like our father, like our brother, like aiming for that, what's the word, that high mark, then we receive life, and not just life, we get peace in our walk with God, which is very important in these days where there are lots of things going on. Yeah, that's it.
All right. So that's what we want to leave you with as you go into this week, or wherever you may be when you listen to this, to ask yourself, to what extent am I becoming like Jesus, and what are the things I can do in this season to further see that reality come to pass in my life, to see myself becoming more like Christ. To be clear, there is one main tool that God will use to make that happen, and that's his word. And the more you are able to get into his word, the more you will see yourself becoming like the word who became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And that's the gist. The verse that Anu was giving us our own version of before is 2 Corinthians 3:18 that says, we all with unveiled faces, we behold as in a glass, as in a mirror, the glory of God, and we're being transformed into the same from one level of glory to another. even by the Lord of Spirits. And the point there being that as we keep beholding this glorious revelation of who God is through the pages of scriptures, it's a spiritual transaction, but there is something that is going on there that is making us become more and more and more like him. And we will never know until we see him how much we have become alike.
Yes.
And Bible says when we see him, we shall be like him. Yes. That process will be consummated and made complete.
Hallelujah.
And that's beautiful.
That's something to look forward to.
Indeed. So thank you very much. Good start to the year, and we hope to come your way again soon.
Yes.
But till then, please remain an
Omoluabi. God bless you.
Have a beautiful week.
Bye.
Bye.